Ham radio continues to be an important factor in rescue and recovery efforts in the wake of the earthquake that hit Christchurch, New Zealand on Tuesday, February 22nd. Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, is several hundred miles to the north in Auckland with the latest.
At this stage, we are still extensively supporting the Landsar operation. That's the more major component. Today, with 300 searches in the field, we have deployed probably something in the order of 50 radios to teams of operators, and each of those teams has also got their own radios. There are about 250 actual staff on foot in the field, and all of that communications is coming back through AREC.
That's Richard Smart, ZL4FZ, who is the head of the Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Team, explaining the role that his emergency communications group is currently playing in the aftermath of the 6.3 earthquake, a quake that, as of airtime, is believed responsible for at least 160 deaths and scores of injuries in and around the Christchurch area. According to Smart, ham radio was on the scene from the time the quake hit and right through to the present.
AREC's involvement in the Christchurch earthquake has been to support both civil defence directly with the welfare centres, initially at the temporary welfare centre in Hagley Park, a small tent city where AREC provided effectively a complete communications terminal, right through to extensive support for the Landsar operation, which has been visiting every home in the western suburbs of Christchurch. To date, a total of some 18,000 homes have been visited by the Landsar teams, and the AREC team have provided communication for upwards of 300 volunteers in the field at any one time.
Smart tells Amateur Radio Newsline that it's the ability of hams to quickly adapt and respond to any emergency that makes them valuable in situations such as this. He also says that those in charge of relief efforts are very satisfied with the AREC ham radio operations.
I believe in this case AREC has managed to provide a solution to unforeseen communications difficulties, and in the case of the Landsar deployment particularly, become a linchpin to allow the operation to work. We have been told by the senior management for the Landsar operation that basically it would not have been possible to achieve what they have achieved, which is spectacular in its own right, without the assistance of AREC in that role.
So what role will AREC play as recovery efforts continue? ZL4FZ says that at this moment it's hard to say.
Very difficult to tell at this stage, and the difficulty is that there are a number of significant issues that the city is facing, and there are a number of agencies involved, obviously with specialisations in different areas. One of the areas where the Civil Defence Emergency Management teams are working on is selecting the appropriate teams for the tasks they have. And at this stage, whilst this tasking is drawing nearer to a close, we are waiting for word of what the next tasking may be.
The story of the Christchurch earthquake and the part being played by ham radio in post-quake recovery efforts is far from over, and we'll have more for you in future Amateur Radio Newsline reports. From Auckland, on the North Island of New Zealand, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, reporting for the Amateur Radio Newsline.
It has to be noted so far this has been a VHF-only operation. Word from the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters is that hams providing communication support in the aftermath of the quake are using only 2-meter FM. No high-frequency communications into and out of the Christchurch area has been found to be necessary.